SoftBank's $50 million Trump library gift precedes federal data center award. A Japanese technology conglomerate donated $50 million to a sitting president's library foundation 2 months before his administration handed that same company a lease on federal land to build what SoftBank calls the world's largest AI data center, raising questions that institutional capital cannot afford to ignore. SoftBank contributed $50 million to the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library Foundation, Inc. in January 2026. In March 2026, the company announced that its SB Energy subsidiary had formed a public-private partnership with the U.S. Department of Energy to build a massive AI data center at the department's Portsmouth, Ohio site. As part of the arrangement, SB Energy will construct a gas-fired power plant nearby with a generating capacity of at least 9.2 gigawatts. SoftBank disclosed the timing of the donation in a letter responding to congressional inquiries, confirming the sequence of events that lawmakers flagged in a June letter signed by Sen. Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Sen. Richard Blumenthal, DCT, and Rep. Melanie Stansberry, DNM. Are we expected to believe it's a coincidence that 2 months after SoftBank donated $50 million to the Trump Library, his administration announced a massive lease deal for SoftBank's data center, Sen. Warren said in a statement to The Verge. Again and again, it seems like Trump is putting handshake deals with CEOs over what's best for Americans. The deal sits at the intersection of three converging forces reshaping institutional risk calculus in 2026: the acceleration of AI infrastructure investment, the politicization of federal land and energy assets, and the growing regulatory scrutiny of corporate access arrangements. For private equity and sovereign capital already deployed in data center and energy transition assets, the Portsmouth deal is not just a headline. It is a stress test for how government partnership structures will be evaluated going forward. The Portsmouth deal, scale and structure that demand attention, the SB Energy partnership at Portsmouth, is not a routine commercial real estate transaction. The DOE site in Portsmouth, Ohio, is federally owned land, meaning SoftBank's subsidiary is leasing government property to build infrastructure that SoftBank itself characterizes as the largest AI data center in the world. The 9.2 gigawatt power plant commitment alone places this project among the most capital-intensive single-site energy builds in recent U.S. history. For context, a modern utility-scale gas plant typically runs between 500 megawatts and 2 gigawatts of capacity, making a 9.2 gigawatt commitment at a single site an order of magnitude outlier. The financial terms of the lease itself, including rent, duration, revenue-sharing arrangements, and exclusivity provisions, were not disclosed in the source material reviewed by Placamium. That opacity is a material issue. When federal land is leased to a private party at below-market rates, the implicit subsidy functions as a capital transfer from taxpayers to shareholders. Without disclosed terms, analysts cannot price that transfer, and investors in competing data center developers cannot assess the competitive distortion. Our view, the absence of disclosed lease economics, is the single most important gap in this story. Any institutional investor holding data center REITs, hyperscale infrastructure, or competing AI campus developments needs to pressure management teams on whether government-leased competitors alter their cost per megawatt underwriting assumptions. The library precedent problem. Why the sequencing matters. SoftBank's own congressional response letter acknowledged prior donations to the presidential libraries of Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush. The critical distinction, as lawmakers noted, is that both of those contributions came after those presidents had left office and after the relevant library foundations had been established. The Trump library donation arrived during an active presidential term, before any physical library had been constructed, and, as legislators highlighted, to a foundation entity that had been dissolved by the state of Florida as recently as September 2025 after failing to file an annual report. SoftBank stated it donated to the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library Foundation, Inc., a separate entity. Eric Trump, the president's son, serves as a trustee of the nonprofit, according to Citizens for Ethics. The sequencing, a $50 million donation in January followed by a federal land deal announcement in March, does not establish legal causation. But for institutional compliance teams, the optics are not a secondary concern. The U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and its international equivalents impose liability on payments made to influence government action. Whether the donation constitutes such a payment is a legal determination that no court has yet made. What is certain is that the congressional inquiry is live. The senators have named bribery as an explicit concern in their letter, and SoftBank has responded by confirming the timeline rather than disputing it. Key risk: congressional escalation from letter writing to formal investigation would create regulatory overhang on SoftBank's U.S. asset portfolio, including the Portsmouth Project itself and any future federal partnership structures. AI infrastructure's political dependency, a structural vulnerability the Portsmouth deal reflects a broader dynamic accelerating across the AI infrastructure sector in 2026. Hyperscale data center builds require power at a scale that commercial utilities struggle to provision on compressed timelines. Federal land, particularly at sites with existing power infrastructure, energy history, and transmission access, has emerged as a preferred solution. The DOE Portsmouth site carries legacy industrial infrastructure that reduces greenfield development costs. This creates a structural dependency that institutional capital has underpriced. When data center economics become contingent on federal land access, the underwriting model shifts from purely commercial to partly political. The cost of capital for a project approved by one administration becomes a liability if the next administration reviews the terms. Lease agreements on federal land are subject to congressional oversight, GAO audit, and executive order revision in ways that private sector ground leases are not. The AI sector is not alone in confronting this dynamic. The Google AI leadership restructuring reported the same week, involving changes to the company's AI organization under CEO Sundar Pichai, signals that even companies with purely commercial infrastructure footprints face internal governance pressures that translate into execution risk. The difference is that SoftBank's Portsmouth exposure adds a political layer on top of the operational one. What the comps tell us about AI infrastructure valuations under political risk: data center assets have traded at premium multiples through 2024 and 2025, driven by AI compute demand that has consistently outrun supply. Hyperscale lease rates, power purchase agreement pricing, and land acquisition costs have all moved in the direction of sellers. The market has assigned these assets low political risk premiums because, historically, data center development has been a local permitting story, not a federal one. Portsmouth changes that calculus. If federal land access becomes a competitive advantage in AI infrastructure, then access to that land is a political variable, not a commercial one. Projects that received favorable federal treatment under one administration face renegotiation risk under the next. That is not a speculative risk in the current environment. Congressional Democrats have already written the letters, named bribery as a concern, and received confirmation of the donation to deal timeline. Source: The Verge, August 6, 2026. Lease financial terms not disclosed. Investment positioning: what private equity and institutional capital should do now for limited partners in infrastructure funds with AI data center exposure. The Portsmouth deal is a case study in a risk category that most fund documents do not yet explicitly address: political access risk in federally partnered assets. Standard infrastructure underwriting models price regulatory risk, permitting risk, and power procurement risk. they do not typically model the probability that a congressional inquiry metastasizes into a Department of Justice referral or a lease renegotiation. 3 actionable considerations for institutional capital. First, any portfolio company pursuing federal land partnerships for AI infrastructure should be stress-tested against the scenario where those partnerships face legislative review or renegotiation. The Portsmouth deal demonstrates that the timeline from donation to deal to congressional scrutiny can compress to under 6 months. Second, competing data center developers with purely commercial land and power arrangements may carry less political risk than their federal partnership peers, even if their near-term cost structures appear less favorable. The premium assigned to government-partnered projects should be discounted for political durability risk. Third, the 9.2 gigawatt power commitment at Portsmouth represents an energy infrastructure build of a scale that, if completed, would reshape regional power markets in Ohio. Investors in midstream, transmission, and gas supply chain assets serving that geography should be tracking this project's regulatory and legal status closely. The Plaquemium view the market is reading the SoftBank Portsmouth story as a political controversy with uncertain legal consequences. That is the wrong frame. The correct frame is structural. This deal reveals that AI infrastructure competition has escalated from a contest over commercial real estate and power procurement to a contest over federal asset access. The company that wins federal land wins a cost structure its commercial peers cannot replicate. The company that wins federal land through a process that later faces legal scrutiny owns a liability, not an asset. SoftBank's $50 million donation may or may not constitute anything actionable under U.S. law. The congressional inquiry may or may not escalate. But what the sequence definitively establishes is that federal government partnership has become a primary vector of competitive advantage in AI infrastructure, and that vector is inherently political. That is a category shift in how this sector should be underwritten. The second-order implication is the one the market has not yet priced. Other AI infrastructure players will now evaluate whether their own government relations expenditures, including political donations, lobbying, and institutional contributions, are calibrated to compete in an environment where federal land access is a strategic asset. The arms race is not just in compute. It is in access. Institutional capital that fails to model political access risk in AI infrastructure valuations will be repeatedly surprised by headline risk of exactly this type. The Google AI leadership upheaval reported the same week, and the OpenAI-Apple legal conflict also escalating in August 2026, both point to the same underlying condition. The AI sector is entering a phase where the external operating environment, regulatory, political, and legal, is becoming as consequential to returns as the technology itself. The bottom line, SoftBank's $50 million library donation and its federal land deal in Portsmouth are separated by 2 months and the thinnest plausible deniability. Whether or not a legal violation occurred, the deal has established a template that will define how AI infrastructure access is contested for the remainder of this decade. Institutional capital should reprice political access risk across all AI data center assets with federal partnership structures. The Portsmouth project's disclosed terms remain opaque. When they emerge, the implied subsidy embedded in the lease economics will be the number that matters most.